Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Wednesday, May 13th, and yesterday, the April inflation report came in at 3.8%, the highest since 2023. A big chunk of that is gas prices, which have been climbing since the Iran war disrupted oil markets. In response, President Trump proposed suspending the federal gas tax. Both parties have lawmakers lining up behind the idea, and it sounds like a no-brainer. Gas is expensive, so cut the tax and the price should drop. But there's a big problem. The tax that funds the roads that we all drive on and the system paying for American roads was already falling apart before anyone proposed cutting it further. We're covering this today because gas prices affect everyone listening to this, and most people have no idea where the money for roads actually comes from or why the system is broken. There are two ways that America pays for roads: the gas tax and tolls. And understanding both tells you something about why infrastructure in this country looks the way it does. The federal gas tax started in 1932 at 1 cent per gallon. It was supposed to be temporary, a Depression-era revenue measure, but it never went away. Congress raised it periodically over the decades. 3 cents in 1956 when Eisenhower created the Interstate Highway System, 4 cents in 1959, 9 cents in 1983, 14 cents in 1990, and 18.4 cents in 1993. And that was the last time anyone touched it, 33 years ago. In 1993, gas cost about $1 a gallon. That 18.4 cents was a meaningful share of the price, about 18%. Today, with gas between $4 and $6 depending on where you live, that tax is a much lower percentage of the price. And because the tax is a fixed amount per gallon rather than a percentage of the price, it doesn't rise with inflation. The Bipartisan Policy Center calculated that if Congress had indexed the gas tax to inflation in 1993, it would be about 40.8 cents today. Instead, it's still 18.4. The tax has effectively been cut in half without anyone voting to cut it. Inflation did the work quietly. The money goes into the Highway Trust Fund, created alongside the interstate system in 1956. The fund collects about $40 billion a year from fuel taxes and spends it on highways, bridges, and transit. The problem is that spending has exceeded revenue every year since 2008. Congress has transferred $275 billion from the general fund to keep the Highway Trust Fund solvent. Without those bailouts, the fund would have gone to zero years ago. The roads you drive on are being financed by money that was supposed to go to other things. Removing the gas tax is called a holiday. So the gas tax holiday that both parties are proposing now would reduce pump prices by about 18 cents a gallon, saving the average driver roughly $250 a year. Economists across the political spectrum are skeptical, though. When states have tried gas tax holidays, studies have found that oil companies and gas stations capture a significant portion of the savings by raising their pre-tax prices. The benefit to consumers is smaller than it would look on paper, and the revenue loss to the Highway Trust Fund would accelerate a funding crisis that's already severe. Suspending the tax that funds the roads while the roads are crumbling is a decision that makes sense politically and almost nowhere else. President Obama called a gas tax holiday a gimmick in 2008. When McCain and Hillary Clinton proposed one. Biden proposed his own gas tax in 2022, and now Trump is proposing another. The idea keeps coming back because gas prices are visible, voters feel them immediately, and the tax is easy to explain on television. The infrastructure decay that results from the lost revenue is invisible, gradual, and easy to ignore until a bridge collapses. If the tax is one way to pay for roads, tolls are the other. And tolls are much older. The word turnpike comes from a literal pike, a wooden bar or pole that blocked a road. You paid your toll, the pike was turned or lifted, and you passed through. Toll roads existed in England as early as 1346. The first American turnpike was the Philadelphia and Lancaster Turnpike in Pennsylvania, chartered in 1792. Over the next four decades, thousands of private turnpike companies built toll roads across the eastern U.S. Roads were private infrastructure funded by the people who used them. The modern era of toll roads began in 1940 with the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which eliminated cross-traffic, controlled access, and provided rest stops with restaurants and gas stations. It was called America's Superhighway. Other states followed: the New Jersey Turnpike, the New York State Thruway, the Ohio Turnpike, and the Illinois Tollway. When Eisenhower signed the Federal Aid Highway Act in 1956, the interstate system was supposed to be toll-free, funded entirely by the gas tax. The word freeway entered the vocabulary for a reason, but states that had already built toll roads were grandfathered in. Congress decided it was cheaper to absorb 2,000 miles of existing toll roads into the interstate system than to build parallel freeways next to them. Many states promised their residents that the tolls were temporary. Illinois told drivers the tolls would be removed once the construction bonds were paid off. The bonds were paid off decades ago, but the tolls are still there, and they've gone up. The Illinois Tollway now generates over $1.5 billion a year in revenue. So if you've ever driven down from Milwaukee into Chicago, you know exactly how this feels. Every few miles, another plaza, another charge, on a road that was supposed to be free by now. I honestly still hate that drive. The philosophical difference between the gas tax and tolls is worth thinking about. The gas tax is a shared cost. Everyone who buys gas contributes to roads, whether they drive on highways or not. It's broad, flat, and invisible. Tolls are a direct cost. You pay for the specific road you use. They follow the user pays principle more precisely. But they also mean that wealthier drivers on toll roads get better maintained infrastructure, while drivers who can't afford the tolls sit in traffic on the free alternatives. Congestion pricing, which New York City launched for Manhattan, takes this a step further. You pay more to drive during peak hours. The toll adjusts based on demand, like surge pricing for roads. The equity question is real. Gas taxes are regressive because lower income people spend a higher percentage of their income on gas. But tolls are arguably more regressive because they create a two-tier system where people with money buy faster commutes and people without money simply don't. Neither system is fair in any clean sense. They're both compromises between the need to fund roads and the political reality that nobody wants to pay for them. The deeper problem is that gas tax was designed for a world that no longer exists. In 1956, every car ran on gasoline, and fuel efficiency was absolutely terrible. A car that got 12 miles to the gallon generated a lot of gas tax revenue per mile driven. Today, cars average about 36 miles per gallon. Hybrids get 50 or 60, and electric vehicles pay zero gas tax while still using the same roads. As the fleet gets more efficient and more electric, gas tax revenue per mile driven drops even if the total miles driven stays flat. The tax is slowly eliminating itself. The obvious replacement is a mileage-based user fee, where you pay based on how far you drive rather than how much gas you buy. Oregon has been testing this since 2015. Utah and Virginia have similar pilots. You report your miles via an app or an odometer reading, and you pay a per-mile charge. The privacy concerns are real, though. Nobody loves the idea of the government tracking where they drive. But the math is moving in this direction because the gas tax can't survive the transition to electric vehicles. The gas tax suspension being proposed right now would save drivers about 18 cents a gallon while accelerating the collapse of a funding mechanism that's already failing. The roads are crumbling, the fund is insolvent without bailouts, the tax hasn't been raised in 33 years, and the political incentive is always to cut the tax rather than to fix the system. Because cutting taxes is popular today, and potholes are someone else's problem tomorrow. Every few years, a politician proposes a gas tax holiday, and every few years, the same economists explain why it's a bad idea. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. You pay for roads two ways: a federal gas tax of 18.4 cents per gallon that hasn't been raised since 1993 and has lost more than half its value to inflation, and tolls on specific roads that were supposed to be temporary but never were. The gas tax funds the Highway Trust Fund, which has been running deficits since 2008 and has been bailed out with $275 billion from the general fund. Both parties are now proposing to suspend the tax entirely, which would save drivers about 18 cents a gallon while cutting funding for roads that the American Society of Civil Engineers grades a D. Economists from both sides say the savings mostly benefit oil companies, not drivers. The gas tax is also slowly dying on its own because electric vehicles don't pay it. The replacement will probably be a per-mile fee, but nobody wants to be the politician who proposes tracking how far you drive. The system is broken, and everyone knows it's broken. But fixing it would require either raising a tax or creating a new one, and nobody's volunteering for that. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.